Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, John, over the weekend, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a Lausanne quarterback by the name of Brock Glenn, a four-star quarterback entering his senior year this year with Lausanne, picked Ohio State over the weekend. You know what his other finalists were? Auburn, Florida State, TCU, and LSU. And they say we're a basketball town in terms of producing basketball prospects there, John. Maybe it's the next Joe Burrow headed up to Ohio State out of Lausanne.
I have questions here.
Four-star.
I know he's at Lausanne. Is he from Memphis? Do we know?
He's from Covington.
He's from Covington.
Last year as a junior, 1,576 passing yards, 23 touchdowns, led Lausanne to its second straight 8-win season. Region championship Lynx lost to Christ Presbyterian in the semifinals. He's 6'2", 195.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy because,
participating in Elite 11 in California.
We have not talked about him on our show at all. Like, you would think if there was, like, the next great quarterback prospect, because that's one of the things we always say, is, like, Memphis just doesn't produce quarterbacks. They just never do. But they clearly have.
He going to play up there?
He'll sit behind. They got that starting senior this year, and they've got one in every class. They're trying to get a kid in every class. Well, he was their quarterback for this class.
He's supposed to be the guy in 3 years, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's what happens, isn't it?
You got to sit back for 2 or 3 years. CJ Stroud is their quarterback. He's going to be the starter this year, right?
And this could be in high school anyway.
What I'm asking is, will they not have recruited some five-star by that time?
They're going to have a ton of them, yeah.
And you ask, will this kid ever actually see the field?
And if not, they'll have transfers, right? A guy will transfer in.
They feel like one of the guys they got's not ready for it.
I was surprised he didn't pick Florida State, because you got probably a quicker opportunity to play at some of these, I'm not going to call it subpar, but schools where they're not perennial five-star dudes that are just stacked in front of you. I think he wants to compete. I'm being sincere. Like, when you're 6'2 and you got some chutzpah and you finish top 10 in that Elite 11 thing, or that, you know, those 11-11.
California 11.
Yeah, he was doing 7-on-7. You watch the kid throw. He looks like a five-star to me. I mean, we don't talk a lot about football preps here, though, so that's part of it. You know, that's part of why we miss a kid like this. And we don't get a lot of five-star, four-star quarterbacks out of Memphis either.
Almost none.
No, there's usually the linemen and big running backs, receivers, but we're not generally a quarterback haven around here.
I mean, Tevin Carter, of course, who's going to Memphis.
Yeah, he's good.
But beyond that,
but he was like a three-star, right? I mean, he was a little...
I think he might have been a four. I think it's possible he might have been a four. I don't think he was as highly ranked as Brock Glenn to that point.
Mm-mm.
But
a little heavier prototype quarterback too, a little different body.
Okay, so Tevin ended up, he wound up as a three.
He was the three-star.
Brock is four.
Yeah,
but still, that wasn't he the highest ranked three-star the Memphis ever got?
Yes, he's the highest ranked quarterback.
I've seen him play. I mean, he looks the part.
Brock Glenn is the number 19 quarterback in the country, 335 overall. Tevin was 45 in the country at the position, and then Tevin was 635 in the country.
Yeah, my natural question is just, is he going to see the field at Ohio State, which can always go out and get
There's a chance he doesn't. I mean, that's the risk you take if you're him. You want to compete. The only reason you do it is you have belief in yourself. You know, you believe you can go
and compete. There's no risk. There's just literally no risk in him doing that.
You can transfer now, and you can get all the NIL. You can go to a different place. You can go anywhere.
I mean, that's what Joe Burrow did.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow went to Ohio State, didn't cut it, couldn't hack it. Went to LSU. Dude was amazing.
With the transfer rule, if I'm him and I got no stake in this game, that's what I'd probably do too, because you can always leave and you're going to be the awesome Ohio State quarterback who you never saw on the field.
No, I would take the offer. I would say worst case scenario is I go up there and don't play and can transfer in a year and I get to party in Columbus for a year. Best case scenario is I go up there, I ball out, I become the guy in 2 years, and I'm the
NFL
man in college football, right? I mean, so there's really no risk in this kid committing to Ohio State, because like he's in Ohio State, like there's some real prestige. There's some prestige that comes with being an Ohio State quarterback than being an Auburn commit, for example, right? Like there's just both are amazing if you get to that spot, but Ohio State like puts dudes at that position in the NFL routinely.
There's another kid at North Point. His name's Jack Patterson, I think. He's also 6'2", about 190. He's apparently
He's a QB?
Yeah, quarterback. It's down in, I guess, South Haven is where North Point is.
I know what you're talking about.
Apparently, he is kind of the next one behind this kid that he also shows to be like a pro-style quarterback who play in SEC-type school.
Yeah, and then you also have...
So, Orton Norvell couldn't get him.
There's other things.
That's the surprise. And the Florida State fans are pissed because they didn't. I don't think they got a good quarterback in this class. And it's like
I know Norvell was hoping those Memphis connections would pay off, huh?
Yeah, that's a tough miss for him.
Braylon Rag.
It really is.
That's a tough miss for him.
Braylon Ragland, by the way.
Yeah, the kid for Briarcrest and then White Station.
Yeah, he's good.
And now he's at Bartlett, it says.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Transferred again. I did not know that.
He is apparently committed to Georgia Southern?
Oh, Braylon Ragland, yeah, quarterback Bartlett,
Georgia State, and he's the number 36. He is ranked higher than Tevin Carter.
Yeah,
and he's going to Georgia State.
Wow,
6 feet one. All these dudes are over 6 feet tall.
That.
They're all tall and they can throw the ball.
I totally missed that Braylon Ragland was going to Georgia State.
Offers from
that?
Auburn. He had an both of those kids had Auburn offers. Auburn's trying to figure who their freshman quarterback.
All love and respect
I know where you're going.
Braylon Ragland, but if he had an Auburn offer, why in the hell is he going to Georgia State?
Play.
I mean, but come on, man. It's Georgia State.
Yeah.
I mean, we ain't talking about, like, Boise State.
Maybe, maybe NIL. I don't know. I mean, you can get
Georgia State got money. Now, I will say this. I heard last week that Evansville, okay? Mm-hmm. Evansville.
Yeah.
Is talking about, to recruits, six-figure NIL deals.
Evansville?
Oh, it has to be a limited number of recruits.
Evansville,
clearly, they can't
bro.
Just be throwing those things around
Evansville.
Like hotcakes.
They got a new AD there.
It's got to be for our like.
Bro, I mean, Evansville, though. Who's funding that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, the best thing that ever happened to that basketball program plays at the University of Memphis.
They do like their basketball up there, though.
Come on, man. DeAndre Williams should go back to Evansville. He'd get a six-figure NIL deal.
Who's coaching up there now, the McCarty and all that mess and – remember the DeAndre had like three coaches. I don't know who.
Yeah, they had to
when
blow,
the smoke cleared. Who
Todd
who
Licklider?
Up being, is that who it is?
Yeah, former head.
All righty.
No, that's the former head. I'm sorry, that's no longer. That must have been
David Ragland is his name.
Ragland is the new guy. Sorry. Yeah.
So he
was just hired in May.
Never heard of this guy in my life.
Licklider was the guy before.
Never heard of David Ragland ever. We live in a different world when Evansville's out here touting six-figure NIL deals.
I didn't realize Ragland had committed or that.
I didn't either. Yeah. I thought
he was still playing for my Spartans too.
Yeah, I did too.
That's news too.
He transferred from Briarcrest to Bartlett.
White Station.
Okay. White Station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.